Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm so excited to be back with you and with Erica Flint. You know what? Today, as I promised in the last video, I'm going to talk about the amazing automatic way to have success using GIGO, GIGO, gold in, gold out. Now, I've done a video on this, about a 13-minute video, about 3 years ago, and it was time for me to update that and really get it going on. So I think you're going to find out, I'm going to give you some keys to where you can stay on track so that you can automatically stay motivated, so you can automatically improve in any or every aspect of your life. But before I get into that, I want to reintroduce to you Erica Flint. She is a rising star in the world of hypnosis. She started off as a rising star in the world of computers and software and that kind of stuff. And then you know what happened? Somewhere along the line, she started thinking, this hypnosis stuff is pretty cool. And she took a local hypnosis class, and then she took a local hypnosis certification, and that whet her appetite. But she didn't really have everything she needed. She found our materials, got her 5-path DVD set 2.0, a recording of my Week of Power. She went through that and started seeing clients, and she's never held back since. I saw her at the NGH convention. I said, this gal has got it going on. Before you know it, she was in my live Week of Power class, and boy, I'm so proud of what she's done. Now she's a writer. She writes for the journal. She writes for the 5-Path International Association of Hypnotists journal, by 5-Pathers for 5-Pathers. She writes for the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's spoken at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention, the Solid Gold Weekend National Guild of Hypnotists. And National Guild of Hypnotists is the premier hypnosis organization. And she's even written a book. She's writing more books. She's been on TV. Gosh, she's like Cal 2.0.
Cal 2.0. I'll take it. That's awesome. I would love to be Cal 2.0. And that is a lot of things, but I never could have done any of that, half of that, not in that amount of time, without everything that I got from 5-Path. Because 5-Path is just the best, most modern, most effective technique. So I was able to get up to speed super fast and start helping people right away, and then take leadership positions in 5-Path, in the community, and start teaching more people with hypnosis. So a lot of that has to do with the fact that I got really good training from Mr. Cal Banyan. So let me tell you guys about Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. Not the hypnosis you read about, not the hypnosis that you might see somewhere else in a movie, but the hypnosis that is actually working with actual clients in the hypnosis office to bring them great relief. It's a systematic approach that he's created with 5-Path, and we can get repeatable results with our clients using 5-Path. I absolutely love it. As a programmer or software engineer, I love systematic processes, and it is very highly effective. Cal created that. He created 7th-Path self-hypnosis, which is the self-hypnosis version of that. He's an author. He's appeared on television. He has won nearly every single award. Actually, let me rephrase that. He has won every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis organization in the world. He's fantastic. He's fun to be around. And I just can't say enough good things about him. So, Cal, thank you so much for having me here today with you again.
Awesome. Okay. I don't know how I get so fired up about this stuff. I mean, this is like 516 or something like that. Don't hold me to the numbering. I never exactly get that right. But every stinking time that I get on here, especially when I have a wonderful co-host like Erica, I am fired up. All right. So let's get right into this. Whew, I'm getting hot in here. And, you know, this is a perfect topic for Erica to be my co-host, because this topic goes back in history to the very, very early days of computer science. And back in the very, very early days, and I actually looked this stuff up. You can look it up. I won't get into the history of it too much. But everyone was excited about these new things called computers, and that what computers could do. They could do mathematical equations like so fast, and the military, of course, are funding this stuff so they can calculate things that they need to do bombing runs and stuff like that. And then IBM is involved with International Business Machines, is what IBM stands for, and or something like that. Don't hold me to that. I think that's what it is. Anyway. And the computer thing was going like crazy, and the public is interested. And somebody wrote an article and did an interview with someone, and they says, boy, you know, you can just get all this great information. It seems like you can just put anything in there, and it'll just spit out this great stuff. And the computer scientist says, no, you got to understand that if you put garbage into a computer, you're going to get garbage out of a computer. And what do you think of that, Erica?
Yeah, I knew exactly where you were going with that one. Garbage in, garbage out. If you've got, you know, garbage data, you're not going to get something golden out the other side. So you've got to have that good data going in, right? That's the gold that you're talking about today, right?
That's right. And what's our favorite computer in the whole world that you can work on now?
The human mind is my favorite.
That's right. That's right. So this is what I want you guys to know. This is so important. Let's say that your brain is like a computer. The human consciousness, at some level, at least at the biological level, is like a computer. I want you to realize that literally $1 trillion a year, maybe more, is being spent around the world to try and program your computer. That's right. They want to program your output. They want to program what you think. They want to program what you feel. They want to program what you do, how you behave, what you buy. As a matter of fact, they've got a name for people like you and me. The name is consumers. That's what they think about. We're just consumers to them. People who empty our pockets in order to buy their products or to fund their political agenda or whatever it is, you see. And we've got to take control of what's going into our minds. And actually, once we do that, we will understand that we can program ourselves. Now, here is a real interesting thing. People don't realize this, and hypnotists don't realize this. You see, in an earlier video, I talked about what is hypnosis. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. A heightened state of suggestibility. Now, in order for there to be a heightened state of suggestibility, there has to be a natural or normal state of suggestibility. Ah. And that's where we reside most of our waking hours, is in this normal state of suggestibility. And when we see things over and over and over, or in a very powerful or emotional way, that stuff goes into our subconscious mind. And just like hypnosis, but it takes longer for it to work. The immediacy of the change is not so profound, but human beings are always in a level of suggestibility. And once you understand that, you want to be very careful about what's going into our minds at all times. Let's see. So first thing is we've got to become aware that we are suggestible. Anything you want to add to that, Erica?
Well, I just think of the common example of commercials. Right? I mean, a commercial is designed, like you said, with consumers to get you. If you weren't hungry before and you see that commercial for a hamburger or ice cream or a taco, you might be hungry afterwards, right?
Exactly. Now, so if we understand that, it is on one hand like a weakness that we are always influenceable, we're always suggestible. But what if we say, okay, this is true? Then why don't we set up our environment so that this computer of ours can always have gold coming in? Not garbage, gold. Instead of garbage in, garbage out, we're going to change that to gold in so that we can get gold out. Gold in for gold out. Gold in is good positive information coming in, good positive data coming in, good positive motivational speakers coming in, good positive educational material coming in, so that we have gold out. What's gold out? Gold is fulfilling our needs, wants, and desires, our need for love, our need for achievement, our need for companionship, our need for fulfilling other people's needs, for example, our children or the people we teach. You see, gold out means we start doing things that are golden, that have value, instead of just sitting there in front of Facebook scrolling through the news feed. I mean, right now there's information coming out on the news about how harmful Facebook can be for you. And it's not just Facebook. It could be TV. It could be radio. It could be anything. It could be hanging out with dumb people. Sorry, dumb people. I don't mean to, you know, upset you, but I don't think any dumb people are watching this video. But you want to have good positive input coming in. Get away from the naysayers. If you can't get away from them, then you have to overcome the negative with positive. What do you think of that, Erica?
Yeah, I think it's so important, Cal. And I can tell you from my personal experience, when I stopped watching the news and I traded it in for picking a podcast that was inspirational and listening to a podcast every single day, that made such a huge difference in my life, because I would come to work feeling inspired and hopeful and happy instead of a fear-based message that that we get from the news in a general sense, and like with Facebook, what you're saying. And so for me, it just made me feel good, and I started seeing some real positive results in my life too, because now I'm inspired and hopeful instead of feeling fear-based and just kind of depressed or hopeless. And that's just happening, you know, after a few days of ditching the news and replacing it with a good podcast.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Now, all right, hypnotists, we're going to take that to the next level. How do you make success automatic and easy? Because that's what I promised, automatic and easy. Amazing automatic success using gold in, gold out. And here is the most important thing. This will not work if you have to be motivated to go out and find some gold. That won't work, because motivation is unreliable. Because there you are about, you know, listening to the news, or you've got your negative brother-in-law or whatever it is that's coming in negative, negative, negative. It's really hard to be motivated enough to really take action in that environment. So here is the secret. You must set up the gold to come to you automatically. Automatically. You need to subscribe to this stuff so that it just comes up automatically. Now, here's a really, really simple thing. Every morning, my Outlook on my calendar, I have a reminder to look at a certain document that I have. And that document has my goals. It has why I'm doing the things that I'm working on. And every morning, it just pops up on my phone or it pops up on my computer. Check such and such document. And then that's how one of the things I start my day. I don't have to remember to go get it. Okay. And then that reminds me, okay, good, I got to work out this morning, or tomorrow I got to get up at 6 o'clock or whatever the time is. You want to set these things up automatically. So what happens is when you set things up automatically, two things become easier. One, getting the gold gets easier. It just comes to you through subscription. It could be subscribing to a podcast, not going and seeing if there's something new on YouTube that's fun. I mean, that's good. You'll do more of it if you're doing this other stuff I'm talking about. But the problem with that is you have to remember it. You have to be motivated to do it. What you want to do is subscribe so this stuff comes to you automatically. When you subscribe, two things become easier. One, like I said, the gold comes to you automatically. And two, when you are taking the gold in, you're being programmed and willpower becomes less and less involved. You become programmed in this automatic way. You don't have to struggle to get to the gym. You know, you've been reading magazines about fitness. You've been listening to podcasts about fitness. You've been subscribing to YouTube channels about fitness. And guess what? You wake up in the morning and you're thinking, I can hardly wait to get to the gym. How's that sound, Erica?
I think that is a great point, Cal, because, you know, they say, and this is kind of on the side, but you know how they say there's decision fatigue? We get too tired of making so many decisions in the day? Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you have something that's automatic, the decision is already made for you. And then under times of stress, or if you're really busy, like some of us get really busy, or a stressful thing in your life, if it's automatic, you don't have to make the decision anymore. It's already there. And then when it's golden, then it's going to help lift you up. So you're going to automatically feel better. So I think this is such an important aspect. And now that you're talking, the more that you talk about it, I realize that I've been doing some of these things in my life, probably because I've been hearing gold in and gold out from you for a long time. And it's probably part of the reason why I've been able to follow through on a lot of the things that I've been doing in my business and in my life because of this technique.
Beautiful. Well, I know that you are a go-getter, and I know that you are a very bright person. And so when you were probably doing a lot of this stuff before you ever met Cal Banyan. But sometimes we're doing stuff because so-and-so said to do it, or so-and-so, or you happened into something that worked. But what I'm talking about, what we want, if we can say, wow, let's make it a plan. Let's make it a part of my life. If I sit down and look for subscriptions now, and I get those things coming in automatically, then I will get, my motivation level becomes automatic. My behaviors become automatic. Doing the things that used to be a struggle become something I'm excited about. When you're walking the dog, you're listening to something that you've subscribed to. Now, you start with the subscriptions. The subscriptions change your level of motivation, and also you're learning things. And so you start doing things more regularly. And these things are golden. It's like you can't subscribe to working out. You know, I mean, that's something where you got to put on your little outfit, go out the door, or go into the gym or whatever and work out. But as you have this gold in that you subscribe to that motivates you to go to the gym, and it becomes like not a challenge, but something exciting and pleasurable to do, then you start building the habit. So this is the other thing. One is subscribing to these things so the gold comes to you. And then what that does is it changes your behavior. And because you have these subscriptions coming, you do the same positive behaviors over and over, and they become golden habits. Okay, and you get into this loop of the gold in cause gold out behavior, and then the gold out behavior in its own way becomes its own golden input, because when you create habits, that's another automatic thing. So do you want to add anything to that, Erica?
I just think this is a really good format, and I'm really glad you're breaking it down in steps for people. Because sometimes we are too busy, or it's kind of hard to grasp maybe a concept like this. And so that you're putting it in the subscribe, behavior, and golden habits, those three steps, I think are really important to help people get started with this. There's a lot of things to subscribe to and a lot of things that we could do. So I think where you're going is really important. Sit down and get those subscriptions now, and you're going to start getting those golden habits out the other end pretty soon, which then feeds back into the top, right?
Beautiful. Exactly. So as I'm talking to you folks out there, you know, you fall into three categories, generally speaking. Some of you are hypnotists that you're doing great and you want to do better. Then you have other people that, you know, maybe you're a new hypnotist or you've been struggling as a hypnotist and you want to do well. And then you've got other people who are, you know, you want to take that class someday, you want to become a hypnotist, but it just hasn't happened yet. And so some things you need to do is you need to subscribe. You need to subscribe to things that will move you in that direction. Now, here comes my plug for you need to, if you're not already subscribed to this, you need to subscribe to this. On CalBanyan.com, on the page where I have all these videos. And if you're on calbanion.com right now, somewhere around this video, there's a place you can click and become a VIP member. What happens is two marvelous things. One, I will send you a link to the page that has every single title of 500 plus podcasts that we've done, each one containing nuggets of gold. And then you just hide that little that link away, okay? And you've got that. Now, if you listen to one podcast a day, you know, you would have over 500 days of gold, a little 20-minute boost or so. Now, the other thing that happens is every time we post a new video like this, I'm going to send you an email and say, hey, new video, this is what it's about, here's a link, boom. And so that's the subscribe part. Automatically, you don't have to go, oh, I forgot about Cal Banion's videos, I wonder what he's been up to. You know, it just comes into your email box every day. If you decide, hey, I'm not going to do hypnosis anymore, or I get tired of looking and listening to Cal Banion, every single message that I send you about the latest and greatest video that I've just created or we've created has an unsubscribe link. So, I mean, it's just, you know, what's everybody saying? I hate spam as much as you do. So it's a no-brainer. So subscribe. We become a National Guild of Hypnotists member. You're going to get the Hypnogram, and then, which is like a newsletter, and then a pretty big newsletter, and then you're going to get the Journal of Hypnotism, you know, and that just comes to you. Each one is quarterly. I believe so much in this gold in, gold out. I just wrote up, the latest National Guild of Hypnotists Journal. All right, there it is. I just published the latest article I wrote for them is Gold In, Gold Out, the amazing automatic success using GIGO. Gold in, gold out. I've also, you know, for our five pathers, which are people who do five path, we have a membership site. Every five pather immediately goes into that site and has access to all of our support materials. And one of the newest pages we've put in there is different five pathers are listing books and podcasts and things like that that keep them inspired, keep them motivated, keep them growing. It might be growing as a business person or growing as an influencer or whatever it is. All right. Anything else you want to add, Erica?
Yeah, I think that there's an important point here, too. Like, if you receive an email that is telling you about a new podcast or something like that, for me, in my experience, I know sometimes just getting the email is uplifting because I might not have the time to watch the podcast at that moment or do whatever is being suggested in the email. But just getting something inspirational in my inbox has shifted my day. Too. So sometimes it's just like a hopeful message. It's just like when you see somebody smile at you or have, you know, say something nice, that type of a thing. So the gold in, gold out, the subscription aspect of it, you can receive an email and it can give you that hope or give you something to smile about, and then you can watch it later. So I think there's a lot of layers to this that are really important. If we're taking all that gold in, your day is just going to be brighter and it's going to be better the more that you do that.
Thank you very much. It makes things automatic and easy. All right, I'm done. Wrap it up.
All right, very good. Well, thanks everyone for joining today. I love this topic, gold in, gold out. And now that I think about it, there's probably at least 15 or 20 things that I subscribe to regularly that make me smile and help me feel good. So I highly recommend you go and subscribe to Hypnosis Etc., as Cal has suggested. And I hope to see you in class. You can find me at Cascade Hypnosis Center or Cascade Hypnosis Training, actually, .com. And my next class is in January 15th through 26th and the end of March. So I hope to see you in class.
Erica, I'm sure everybody would love to hear one or two of those things you subscribe to. Would you mind sharing?
Of course. One of my favorites is called Philosopher Notes. So Philosopher Notes is basically kind of like Cliff Notes for the best books written in the world. So lots of really good inspirational books. So the person who has created Philosopher Notes reads tons and tons of books, and you get the 20-minute version of it in a podcast, video, audio and a piece of paper too. So when I'm walking into work, I love listening to philosopher notes because I get a nice dose of inspiration. They talk about brain science. They talk about weight loss. They talk about a lot of things that are related to hypnosis, but not hypnosis directly. They talk about philosophy and other some really cool things, stoicism and Nietzsche, things like that to keep me really inspired. So that's one of my favorites, Cal, is philosopher notes.
Okay, we ran over a couple of minutes, but that was worth it. All right. Hey, so I figure I pulled open my phone here real quick because I thought I should give you one. Stuff I'm listening to all the time is a podcast, social media marketing, and then also Jocko podcast. Now, Jocko podcast is hardcore discipline, and he is a Navy SEAL who's trained Navy SEALs, and I'm just really into that military vibe. And so if you're into a military vibe, you don't mind, you know, someone really kind of getting in your face and telling you, just do it anyway. I don't care if you're tired. Good, you're tired? Then you're good at doing it tired. You know, so that's the Jocko podcast, J-O-C-K-O podcast. All right, I want to see you in class. And we got three coming up in the National Guild of Hypnotists approve certification super course with 5-path and 7-path is for people who have, they might already be certified or they just want to come to the profession and they're not certified. And that's 10 days, 5 days, 2 days off, and then 5 days. And I've got two of them coming up. One is January 8th through the 19th, the 2 days in the middle of the weekend. You get them off to hang out in Dallas. Also, we have July 8th through the 21st. Again, the 2 days off in the middle for hang out with the other hypnotists. Go check out Dallas. And then we have the Week of Power. The Week of Power is exactly the same as the 10-day course, except it's done in 7 days. It's for people who already are certified, already have the basics, so I don't have to spend so much time on to them. We just make sure everybody's on the same page of that, and then boom, we get right into the advanced stuff. And one of the things that is really, really powerful about this course is every single day you're going to practice what you've learned in class, and that causes you to build skills, build confidence, which is one of the most important things as you go from classroom to clients. All right, Cal Banyan, hope you're having a great day. We'll see you in class. Signing out. Cal Banyan, signing out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.